to Baghdad now via Skype. Jack Healy is a reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Jack.
Hey, good morning. How are you, John?
Great. So the flag is barely removed from the staff of U.S. forces departing from Iraq over the weekend, and already there seems to be some sort of political crisis in Baghdad. Can you describe what happened over the last couple of days?
Yeah, of course. This is something that was sort of building up in the days that the last American troops were rolling out in waves, across the Kuwaiti border. But things really sort of came to a head just yesterday, one day after the final convoy left. The vice president, Tariq al-Hashimi, who is a Sunni Muslim, from the Iraqi Sunni minority, was accused by the government of basically running a death squad, through his aides, directing the assassinations of police officials, government bureaucrats, people who worked for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, things like the Water Ministry. And the government alleged that Mr. Hashimi, actually personally paid some of his bodyguards after they had, commissioned these hits. It was a pretty explosive charge. And, today we're seeing some of the ramifications on the political process.
And, is this going to really spell problems going forward as the institutions inside Iraq attempt to deal with justice, corruption, to try to deal with some of the sectarian issues that, in some sense, U.S. troops were keeping tamped down?
Yeah, I mean, I think, this is going to be a major test for the kind of cohesion or lack thereof of Iraq's coalition government. It was just about a year ago that the warring factions between the Shiites and the Sunnis and the Kurds, who had all been disputing the results of the elections, kind of managed to come together and form this government that had U.S. blessing. It's always been a very uneasy partnership with Prime Minister Nouri Maliki, a Shiite in charge, and a large block of Sunni politicians sort of feeling sidelined. And now, that you have these very explosive accusations against one of the most prominent Sunnis coming down from the Shiite government, it really does have the potential to pull the wheels off of things. We've already seen a major Sunni block vow to stop participating in the parliament. They couldn't even get enough members of parliament together the other day to hold a session. And there's not going to be another session of parliament until after the new year, which just sort of speaks to the kind of political paralysis that we're seeing, in some facets of the government.
It sounds like a setup before we go of Lebanon being created there in Baghdad, where ethnic and political parties associated with religions rule.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, the real question is, Iraq has this incredible ability to step right up to the brink of disaster and then figure out a way to walk it back.
Jack Healy is a reporter for our partner, The New York Times. We should point out that Mr. Tariq al-Hashimi has denied charges made against him, that he used the institutions of government in Baghdad for his own personal gain. Thanks, Jack.
Thanks.